From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Another Wednesday. Looking forward to tonight's live service from Calvary Church. Pastor Skip Heitzig is back in the book of Galatians, verse by verse, for the Expound study. Join us for that. It starts at 6:30 if you want to be in the service. But at 7 o'clock, we'll bring you the teaching live on 88.3 FM. On tomorrow's broadcast, Calvary New Harvest in Los Lunas, we're going to have some staff. Pastor Jeremiah, one of the assistant pastors there, is going to join us to talk about the Thrive Conference coming in a couple weeks. And more details about the ministry at Calvary New Harvest in Los Lunas. We'll also let you know about the iVoter Guide and your participation in this November's election and how important that is and how you can be well prepared to vote. So tune in tomorrow and find out more on ABQ Connect in the 1 o'clock hour. The first half of today's show, we welcome into studio missionary Slavoj Veleshinov. Now, I was going to say, Slavoj, missionary to Croatia, Macedonia, and Bosnia, or right?
Macedonia.
Really, you're a global missionary. I mean, you know, that's primarily where you work, but you know, you're going to take time later today to walk us through the gospel for those that maybe are listening, just caught us and aren't familiar or think they've heard it. We're going to get to that. But actually, before we do that, first of all, welcome back to your visit in America.
Thank you.
You got here just a couple days ago. You know, you're kind of fighting off the bug many of us get when we travel, you know, with the being cooped up in a little cylinder flying at 30,000 feet for hours and hours. Let's do this for those not familiar with your ministry, which, by the way, look for the missions tab on the website at calvarynm.church. In a minute, I'll help navigate you there a little better so you can find out more about Slavoj and his family, his wife Lavorka and the kids, since I brought it up, four kids now. Yeah. All right, you've got quite a tribe. arrows ready to shoot out into the world, which they're close to grown. Walk us through your kids.
My oldest son Jonathan is 22. My daughter is 18. Then Samuel is 13 and Jacob is 11.
All right. And they keep you both busy, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I understand somewhat already helping in various ways in the ministry.
Yeah, my daughter is a real evangelist. Yeah. She's bringing her friends to Jesus. And she went on a mission trip to Africa and spoke on a conference there. Then she's regularly speaking. She spoke in Bosnia, in Croatia. And she loves sharing the gospel. She bought for all her class Bibles and gave it. And then at the school, she started a Bible study. During the break there, she was meeting with these kids and sharing the gospel.
Now, as a father and now a grandfather, I will testify, that does a father's heart great joy.
It is a joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Slavoj, for those unfamiliar with you and your testimony, in this first segment, if you'll kind of walk us through the history of Slavoj.
You know, I'm born in Macedonia, and Macedonia is a beautiful country, and no more than 2 million people over there. We were part of former Yugoslavia. As those people that know the history, in 1913, Macedonia was split in three parts between Greece, Bulgaria, and in that time Serbia. But during the Tito's Yugoslavia, after the Second World War, this part under Serbia got independence. And as Yugoslavia was broken in 1991, and Macedonia became an independent country. They changed our name. Now they say that we are North Macedonia, but I still believe we are Republic of Macedonia because this is the country where I was born.
Yeah.
You know, today you could choose which gender you could be. You could choose whatever you want, but you cannot choose the name of your country. And that is quite painful for most of the people in Macedonia. But, you know, in 1991, when the war broke up in former Yugoslavia, I was 16. I didn't believe in God. I didn't know that He exists. I was just as religious as most of the people. But as I was seeing pictures, people killed, and my friends being on the front lines, first time I've asked my life, myself, what is the purpose of us living? I went to my room after seeing all these dead people on television, and totally our lives have been changed overnight. I said, God, if you exist, I would like to serve you. And I will enter that room every single day. God, if you exist, I would like to serve you. In January 1992, I gave my life to Jesus because there was a New Testament at our house.
So you're 17.
I was 17, almost a year later. And there was a New Testament.
Where did that come from?
The Testament was given by a man from the other village, which it was 8 years earlier. Mm-hmm. And that was left at our house. It was covered with dust. I took this New Testament. I cleaned the dust. There was life, and this life have changed my life. And that was the beginning of my journey with Jesus. You know, as 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, the God of this age of the world, the God of this world have blinded the minds of people. And you know, most of people, as I was in that time, blind. But when the light of the Holy Spirit was brought into my eyes, into my life, I start realizing that we didn't came from the jungle, we didn't grow up in some kind of a swamp, but we were created by God. You know, in 1860, there were missionaries from Robert College in Turkey, American missionaries during the Ottoman Empire. These missionaries were traveling during the break, sharing the gospel. And they came in Thessaloniki, in that time part of Macedonia. This town until 1950 had over 60% Macedonians. And as these missionaries were going, they entered the prisons. And one of the prisons were people imprisoned from our village. And in that prison has been my grandfather. And they gave to my grandfather and to other prisons Bibles. They got saved. They were released from the prison. They came to the village and they started the first Protestant church in Macedonia in the house of my grandfather, which the Orthodox people in that time destroyed the house of my grandfather, but they rebuilt again and there was a revival that took place. And for three, four generations, there were no believers in our family. But you know, God have promised that His light and His seeds have power. And I opened my Bible, my brother opened his Bible, my cousins, and now out of our family, there are three preachers. You know, that's the beauty of the kingdom of God.
Oh, it's great to see him do a work. You know, I think about the person who left that Bible 8 years, you know, prior to you reading and cleaning the dust off of it. We just don't know the impact that we're going to have in some of the small things that we do that God uses, and His hand of providence reaches out to them through the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. We just don't know.
You know, that's why Zechariah says, "Don't despise the beginning of the small. Don't despise the beginning of small beginnings." Yeah. If I communicate correctly in English, you know, what are the things that we could do big for God? The only thing that we could do for God is that we could obey and say thank you.
Amen.
That's all. Amen. You know, there is nothing what we could bring to Him. There is nothing what we could create for Him. Yeah. Everything that we have comes from Him and belongs to Him. And when God is going to open our eyes, we are able in that moment to see how blinded our minds has been.
The scales fall off our eyes, yeah. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Slave, missionary living in Croatia, but busy in different parts of Europe. And we're going to come back. We're going to take a break. Can you stay with us through the break, Slave?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to come back and spend about another 10 minutes talking about the ministry that's happening with Slave and his family. And actually, I did find it for you. It's the place on the Calvary website to find information about Slave and the work that he's been doing, how you can connect with them, is at calvarynm.church. And then when you go there, under ministries, you'll see missions and community outreach. Go to the global missions page and scroll down. You may even need to go to another page, but keep looking and you will find Slave along with a list of other missionaries doing great work all over the globe. But make sure to go there and pray about a gift towards the ministry. We're going to take a break and come back and let you know about what Slave and his team is doing in Croatia and farther than that. That's after the break on ABQ Connect. I mentioned it at the top of the hour. I want to remind you that tonight is Expound, the verse-by-verse Bible study with Pastor Skip Heitzig. It's at 6:30 tonight at Calvary on the Osuna campus west of Jefferson. And hopefully you can make it at 6:30 for worship music and the message from Pastor Skip. If not, remember, if you tune in here at 7 o'clock, you'll hear Skip's message as he returns to the book of Galatians, I believe chapter 3. Could be wrong about that, but it's a great verse-by-verse study to check out tonight. We're in the midst of a conversation with Slave Veleshinov, who lives in Croatia, but you know, we heard a piece of your testimony in our first segment, Slave. Let's talk a little bit about, in the time we have, maybe about 8 minutes, talk about the ministry you're currently doing. What's the daily life of a missionary in Croatia and the travels you do, and then how important it is not only where you are, but each and every one of us, we're called to share the truth that we know of Jesus Christ.
You know, we are the fifth gospel. There are four gospels in the Bible, and then each one of us is the fifth gospel.
Love that.
As we walk out, people are able to read the open book. And I'm serving as a pastor in the church. We just brought another pastor on our team, and I have more free time to travel. And always my goal was to have the church outside the church building.
Yeah.
Because we need the best workers mm-hmm. to be the Christians. We need the best doctors to be Christians.
That is the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what we do right now, we are focusing on creating jobs. We have three businesses that we have been able to start them. And we have been able to make vases. And we export these vases in about 3,000 stores in 7 nations in Europe. And on most of the vases, we put Bible verses so that when they see the price on the other side, there is a Bible verse.
Yeah, you guys are doing your own In-N-Out Burger testifying. Have you seen that on the bottom of their cups?
Yeah.
They put the scripture, but you're doing it with vases used for beautiful plants, flowers, and what have you.
Yeah, we as well sell flowers, artificial flowers for decorations. But what we are indeed trying to do is we are trying to tell the people that they have to open their mind because every change of every man's life starts with a thought. And that's why the Bible says, guard your heart, or in some translation, guard your mind, because from your mind comes the life. And we have today a big problem with our children, with ourselves, because everywhere where we go, everyone says that we have to be open-minded people. And we have opened our minds so large that most of us have lost our brains. And that's why we don't know even now, are we man or woman? You know, are we male or female? You know, everything is confused. Everything is mixed, you know. But the only problem that I see...
Is the same with transgender issues is as large an issue in Europe as it is here?
It's bigger in Europe than here.
Yeah.
It's bigger in Europe than here. But, you know, it has been a problem during Paul's time. It's a problem today. It's going to be a problem tomorrow. But the church is called to reflect the life of Jesus, to reflect the light of Jesus, as the moon is not the source of light, mm-hmm. but reflects the light of the sun. Mm-hmm. We are called to reflect the light of the only sun that could open the eyes and the minds of many. As I was blind, you know, I cannot condemn these people, but as you come closer to Jesus, you are able to realize that you have been in the wrong directions, and this is the call that we have. I'm still teaching on television in Macedonia, broadcasting our messages for 3 or 4 times per week. That is going for the last 15 years, has not been stopped, and there are as well ways for us on a personal level to build friendships with people, and this is the call that is placed in the Bible for all of us. If we reach our neighbors, we reach them not through bringing them just to the pulpit to hear the gospel, but to be a good neighbor, mm-hmm. to go for a coffee, to meet these people when they have a need, and to bring the gospel to them.
It's so important, those relationships,
yeah.
that are built. You know, I think of when I raised my kids, you know, we had rules in the house, you know, but rules without relationship often failed. When you know, I remember Pastor Skip, you know, walking us through the Ten Commandments and reminding us, you know, some people look at the Ten Commandments and say, you know, oh, what a mean God. He tells us we can't do this and we can't do that. It's akin to walking up on a shed that has explosives in it and says, do not enter, explosives. Yeah. The sign, and they look at the sign and say, well, that's you know, all these rules. It's like, no, it's there because you're loved. And mm-hmm. and if we have that relationship with people as we're sharing the truth, they're better to understand that the things we're telling them, and really the primarily even before walking through any of the things that we're commanded to do as Christians, is to understand the gospel. Paul said, I delivered to you as of first importance that which I also received. How important is it, Slave, that we start with the gospel?
You know, the gospel is the only message that brings hope.
Yeah.
You know, everything in this world is foolishness. And that's why when Paul writes to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3:19, he talks about the ideas in this world are foolishness. The thoughts of this world are foolishness. When we read 1 John, 2nd chapter, John speaks about that the world is passing. And for us to build kingdom on this planet where everything is going to pass, everything is going to be destroyed, it's foolishness, you know. And that's why Jesus says, don't collect treasure on this planet, in this world. Collect treasure in these places where it's going to remain forever.
Yeah,
you know, we have overseas the same problems that you have here. You know, we talk today about the world. The world is in a big war, but the world was in a big war even 20 years ago, even 15 years ago. But that was the war for the brothers in Congo, in Africa. Mm-hmm. Now the world talks about war because the rich people in Europe are touched. We have to admit that the world has been always in war, and the dangers have been always here for losing human lives. And I believe that today we as Christians are called to pray for Africa, to pray for the Middle East, to pray for those places that have forgotten.
And you're doing the part that you're doing. And again, remind me, you're in Macedonia, correct? And in Bosnia?
No, I live in Croatia.
Okay, you live in Croatia. But are there, is it Macedonia and Croatia?
No. Macedonia is an independent country, just 7 hours drive from Croatia, from the place where I am. But we planted the church in Macedonia.
Uh-huh.
And then we left that church and we went to Croatia.
Uh-huh.
Now
where
we
you live now?
Over there. Yeah. And we have a church there.
Okay. And is TV, is that in both?
The TV is in Macedonia.
Okay.
Even though I used to have 3 years ago, for a couple of years, television broadcast in Croatia as well.
Well, and let's do this with a couple minutes we have left. Those that are looking to calvarynm.church and then going to find the information about reaching out with you and supporting the work that you're doing on the missions and community outreach portion under the ministries tab. So there's all kinds of ways to be supportive, obviously financially. Words of encouragement, obviously, are a great help. Prayer. How can the body of Christ here be praying for the work you're doing there?
You know, pray that God is going to send us missionaries. We are in desperate need of missionaries. And
homegrown or from?
From USA.
Okay.
From other countries, people that are born again, that love the Lord, that are willing to share the gospel.
Yeah.
And we need missionaries, as David Livingstone said, when he was approached, someone said, Mr. Livingstone, are there roads so that we could send missionaries? And Livingstone said, send us missionaries that are willing to walk where there are no roads, you know, that have the call from God. We pray that God's going to send people because we need to touch and disciple all of those that are opening their lives for the gospel.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. And also, I would tell our listener, Slave's working against the bug that he may have caught on the plane, that in the time that he's here with us, that he would be healthy and get the rest he needs, too.
Thank you.
Jet lag doesn't always get covered here in a day or two. So, Slave, don't be a stranger. You never are.
I am.
And I appreciate that when you're coming, you let us know because it's always good to see a family member.
You know, I feel that Calvary is our home.
Yeah.
And
it is.
Always we come back home.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to get to some great information and on tomorrow's broadcast, as I mentioned. We'll bring you information about Calvary New Harvest and the iVoter Guide. But there's more to come after the break on ABQ Connect.